could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make him cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi. Hi. My name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you all this week to my radio show, Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week, we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that make a big difference. This week, I'm honored to welcome back to our show, Robin Varney. Robin, are you there?
I'm here.
Robin, I'm so glad to have you back. We had you on our show, I think it was a couple months ago, and you had so much amazing, fabulous information to give us that after the show, we talked, and you said, oh, could I be back on? And I said, absolutely. So I am going to give our listeners, for those who did not hear the first time, a little background on you. Robin brings over 20 years experience in nutrition, iridology, herbalism, and colon hydrotherapy cleansing protocols to South Orange County. Her passion is teaching and therefore prides herself in living her motto of knowledge is power with each and every client. Her goal is for her clients to take control of their health naturally. Understanding health from head to toe is key to vibrant living, and learning how to be your own health guru is her mantra. I love that, Robin. Many call her the colon whisperer and the colon mama due to her extensive knowledge of the digestive tract. Robin is the founder of Colon Care Institute and Renewed Life Wellness Center that's located just a little bit south of my office, and it is located in San Juan Capistrano, California. She has had multiple trainings. Some consist of a German iridologist, a Mexican folklore healer. She worked with Bernard Jensen to receive a certification in iridology. And Robin is presently completing her doctorate in naturopathy. So how much more time do you have until you're going to be a naturopath, Robin?
Approximately 1 year.
Oh, congratulations. It's a lot of work. I know that. And Robin has been awarded the highest level of certification as an instructor for the International Association of Colon Therapists and is also National Board Certified. She's the founder of Orange County's internationally recognized certification school, Colon Care Institute. Here, students receive certification on both the closed and the Libby open systems for colon hydrotherapy. CCI is about to open two new locations later this year. So how much information do you have on the new locations?
Well, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but I will be covering all of California.
Oh my gosh. You're going to be a busier girl than you are already. Wow.
Good thing I like to travel.
Yes, it is. That's one of the things you love to do from your personal bio. When I read it, it was great. So, Robin, I understand you are a QRA practitioner as well. And I know that QRA stands for Quantum Reflex Analysis. So can you explain what that is?
Surely. But before I start digging into that topic today, I would like to state to the audience that I totally believe in the limitless healing potential available to all of us. That's not something that we hear when we go to see a health practitioner or a doctor most of the time, but I totally believe when coherence or balance is restored to our biofield or our energy field, the healing power of the body is literally limitless. So I want to start this out very positive. QRA.
I love that. Thank you.
You're welcome. QRA is actually a precision-based kinesiological tool. It's a testing method that stands heads above others in its ability to reveal what your body needs. It's a simple and yet profoundly effective system of testing the bioenergetic status of the body's key organs and glands using a scientific proven muscle testing technique. We actually do QRA on medically accepted acupuncture reflex points. So in my office, I've got charts on the walls where I can educate people about all the Chinese acupuncture points of the body. Mm-hmm. And those points are used in this testing technique. The procedure taps into the wisdom of the body, telling the practitioner what protocol is needed to create balance, strength, and well-being. What people need to know is it's non-invasive and non-toxic to the body, so there's no pain. We use a patented method of muscle testing called the Bi-Digital O-Ring Test. And on my website, there's more information, but a Japanese doctor, Omura, that's O-M-U-R-A, actually brought this technique to the limelight of health practitioners. And you can learn more at bdort.org.
Oh, could you repeat that, Robin? B, like a boy.
B-Boy, D, David, O, Orange, R, Robin, T, Tango, .org, O-R-G.
Okay.
This method tests which materials, now that can be pharmaceutical or natural medicines, including herbs, drugs, hormones, vitamins, minerals, supplements of any type, dental restorative materials, food, clothing, cell phones, chemicals, etc. We can test with this technique, are any of those potentially health-giving and life-promoting for a person, or are they potentially harmful using a person's biofield? So I know that some of this terminology may be new to the audience, but again, if you go to my website and look at the testing link, which I'll give more of that at the end of the show, you can learn more about this. So before I go any further, I just want to say, let the person who says it cannot be done get out of the way for the person already doing it.
I love that.
It's an ancient proverb, but there are a lot of people that laughed at Dr. Omura. And now we're seeing that it incorporates several spectacular principles from the field of quantum physics, as discovered in the 1970s in Germany. And there's an awesome amount of information on the internet about Dr. Fritz Albert Popp, P-O-P-P. Look it up. He helped to bring this testing modality again to the forefront to help us to help others. A core discovery that led to most of the others was a growing suspicion by Dr. Popp that all living cells generate very low level but extremely coherent light. Dr. Popp's associates laughed at him, like many do when somebody's on the cutting edge of something brilliant. Mm-hmm. One of them set out to prove him wrong by building a machine that was so sensitive it could detect the light of a firefly 10 miles away. I will tell you, if you do research, that machine proved Dr. Popp right to the amazement of all, and it's still in use today in Europe. Now, what benefits will QRA bring to my clients? It permits rapid and accurate screening of stressors. Now, what is a stressor? It can be what we call an interference field. That can be anything from a blood draw to a scalpel or a surgery. It's an accurate screening of the stressors and identifies hidden blockages and functional deficits, especially in those with chronic symptoms and immunological unresponsiveness. QRA lets us know if the supplements you are taking are safe, it saves a lot of time, and it uncovers, and this is what I love, the root drivers for the ailment of the person. Mm. So a lot of times folks are looking at, and well-meaning doctors and holistic people are looking to chase symptoms. That is not what QRA does. It uncovers the root drivers of that ailment. So here's what I say. The new paradigm for health is to generate health from within. Eliminate the causes of all health issues, not treat or manage the symptoms. The symptom is an indicator. It's not the problem.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great, Robin. So you'll give us more information at the end of the show on for our listeners to get more information about that, correct?
Yes, I will. I just wanted to explain what QRA is and where.
Yes, very interesting. So the title of today's show is Gut pH. So can you explain to us what the importance is of pH and how one can achieve the proper pH?
I can. And I just want to say it's gut, G-U-T, pH. Mm-hmm. pH simplified is pH equals minerals. Minerals equal health. pH is the representation of the minerals in my body. So you either have minerals in your health bank account or you have a deficit. pH is a measure of the tissue oxygen levels in the body. So there's a definition of what pH is, and now I'm going to talk about why it's important and the things that make withdrawals from that mineral bank account. That would be things like poor diet, and most Americans are eating empty food. It's either processed, in a bag, in a box, or in a can. That will deplete minerals from our body. Minerals are essential to our health. Overall, high stress, negative emotions, cell phones, dental infections, sugar, there's a big one. Mm-hmm. And then something that we're seeing more and more about all over the internet and in all these periodicals is environmental toxins. And maybe in the future I can do a talk about that and how it affects our being. But excessive meat and acid foods. What are acid foods, Robin? Well, if you go on Google again, you can look at, or Dr. Mercola, MERCOLA.com, and look at a list of alkaline foods versus acidic foods. So now let's talk about urine. Our urine pH is directly correlated to both tissue oxygen and the soft tissue levels of minerals in the body, including calcium, magnesium, and other trace minerals. So what is pH? Like I said, it's a measure of the tissue oxygen levels in the body. So a pH scale is numbered 1 to 14. Many of us have heard of pH, but I don't think we know how important it is. So at 0 on the scale of 1 to 14, that would be acid. Neutral would be 7, and alkaline would be at the end near 14. So 7 is neutral, below 7 is acid, above 7 is alkaline. So that's a little bit on the basic. If we have an unbalanced, pH being balanced is the number one step here at the office. So when a person comes in, a lot of people come in for colonics. They've heard of me. They've come in as a referral. I've been around for over 25 years doing colon hydrotherapy. But the first thing I want to talk to them about is their pH, because if it's not balanced, then they will not have proper digestion. They'll be unable to upregulate or absorb their supplements. Mm-hmm. And that's really important. So people are taking all these supplements and they can't really absorb them. They're not getting the optimal health or results from those supplements, because their pH is out of balance.
So Robin, I just want to interrupt for a second. So you mentioned urine pH. And I understand there's a urine pH and a saliva pH.
Yes.
So before we take our break, which will be in approximately a minute or so, can you briefly discuss the differences?
I can. I have people do an ideal morning urine is 6.4 to 7.0. And that is the first urine of the morning after 5 a.m. That has to be in that range to be balanced. The ideal pH for saliva is 6.8. And I might add that athletes, the Olympians, their ideal pH is 6.8 because it gives them optimal performance and recovery. So when your pH is 6.8 to 7.0, it is balanced. You will have optimal energy in your body And you will be able to actually absorb, assimilate, and utilize all the good things in the supplements and nutrient that you eat.
So when someone wants to check their saliva pH, when we come back from our break, I want you to go into a little bit more detail on how our listeners can do that on their own. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks.
Glad you are able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guest a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health using cutting-edge technologies along with our inspirational and healing touch. We customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today.
Well, I'd like to welcome everybody back to the second part of our show today with Robin Varney, colon therapist. And we were discussing before the break saliva versus urine pH and optimal pH. So, Robin, can you explain to our listeners how they can check their pH?
Yes. You can buy strips at any local drugstore or health food store for both saliva and urine testing. The instructions are very simple. Inside of each kit, like I was saying before, the urine is tested first, urine of the morning after 5 a.m., but it has to be between 6.4 to 7.0 for at least 90 days. Mm-hmm. Now, that is hard for some people. I've got clients it's taken 2 years to get their pH in balance, but all that means is that they're working on their diet. All of this has to do with diet, and the gut ecology is so essential to having healthy bowel movements, absorption of nutrients. Now, the information on saliva is 6.8 is a balanced pH. The enzyme that's in the saliva that we're looking for is amylase. Amylase is injected out of these little ducts, D-U-C-T-S, under the tongue, and that will help break down carbs, starches, and sugars. It is very important that that enzyme is balanced in order for the whole digestive tract to break down the food at the mouth. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. So when should our listeners check their saliva pH? Is there a certain time of the day that's best?
I always say first thing in the morning.
Okay. So you're saying after the urine, before the urine?
After the urine, after their first meal, then they can check their saliva. Now, there are different viewpoints on that, but I have them test throughout the day if they're on a regular protocol of this pH program that I do here. Mm-hmm. And it depends on their diet. It just depends on the person. But I always say after breakfast, let's test your saliva. And then once their pH has been in balance for at least 30 days, I'll do twice a day testing.
Okay, got it.
Urine and saliva.
Okay, great. So, Robin, I've heard the term superfoods. Could you explain what they are briefly?
Sure. Humans have many options when it comes to fueling our bodies, but the benefits of some of those options are so nutritious that they're labeled as superfoods or nutrient dense. Things like blueberries, salmon, and of course I mean wild caught salmon, not farm raised,
Yes, we know that.
Well, a lot of people are going to these fancy restaurants and ordering out the salmon, and they're not asking enough questions and understanding that the salmon is farm-raised, which means it's been injected with a colored dye. Mm-hmm. So you need to always ask, is this wild-caught salmon? If not, choose another fish. But then barley grass, nothing with saturated fats, food additives, or contaminants. Yes, superfoods are good for everyone. They help raise and maintain healthy pH levels. So essential fats and quality water intake are also key, but more on that in a future show because we suggest detoxification programs. So superfoods are things that are from a live source. Is it raw? Is it organic? How is it processed and how is it packaged? If you're going to buy something, let's say, off the shelf. But as far as being at home, things like barley grass, salmon, and blueberries are usually good for every blood type.
Okay, great. Now, there's another term I've heard of called mud packing. What is this exactly?
Okay, well, QRA, back to QRA, helps to uncover many trauma or interference field sites. We call them IFs. These areas have lost their communication pathway of energy and have become depolarized or weakened, which makes the person more susceptible to toxic accumulation in that area. It's like having short circuits in the body's normal energy flow. These blown fuses may reflect to distant body areas to create symptoms elsewhere. So what mud packing does is it's part of an initial discussion at our center as energy needs to be flowing to all the detox organs before a program is suggested or the person can get really sick, like a healing crisis. So what mud does is it reconnects the communication path. Our body is an electrical grid. We are all full of meridians, like highways flowing through our body of communication. When you have any piercing of the skin, whether it's a blood draw, a B12 shot, a vaccination, surgeries of any kind, body piercings, tattoos, you have now cut the chi or the flow of energy in that area. But that area will go along a meridian, according to Chinese medicine, to another body part. So it weakens that communication path. Until the communication paths have been reconnected, then the body can't receive the communication it needs to heal. So when a person, again, comes to me, first thing is for colonics, part of my first assessment, it's an hour and a half session, is I do a mini iridology reading, and then I talk to them about trauma sites on their bodies.
And I see. Okay. Yes, wow.
I explain to them, until you can mud pack those things, you're not going to have the chi or the energy flowing in all of your body to receive optimal health.
Got it. So, Robin, if someone wants to contact you and has specific questions on all this amazing work that you do, can you give our listeners your contact information?
Sure. You can call our office here in San Juan Capistrano at 949-275-8380. Or you can go to our website at www.qracenters.com.
Great. Now, Robin, you know that the title of my radio show is called Attitude Adjustment. And I love to ask my guests two things that they could leave our listeners with to improve their attitude. So go for it, girl.
Love and forgive yourself. That may sound crazy, but there are so much things going on in our life and we don't take time to just love ourselves and forgive ourselves for things that maybe we did that weren't the best or things we didn't do we should have done. So I say love and forgive yourself so your mind is open to receive information that propels your life forward in only healthy ways. And our purpose here at the center is to empower people with the knowledge and resources to become well and stay well for life. Please come learn about QRA. It is possible to live your entire life with high energy, endurance, strength, vitality, and always feel great.
That's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. And I know your whole philosophy of everything you do in the space that you do it is just amazing. And you always talk about something called good digestion. What actually is good digestion? I mean, you know, sometimes people say to me, oh, my digestion's okay. And then as soon as they start talking and telling me about their health, I realize, wait a second, digestion, we know that our gut is our second brain. So can you talk a little bit about that?
I love that you reminded everyone the gut is the second brain. The reason that's a true statement is the brain is literally connected to the colon specifically and controls the colon. Most people don't know that. But
could
anyway,
you repeat that, Robin? Because that's very important. Very important point.
Okay, so real quick, we have 11 body systems. One of them is the nervous system, which is the brain and all the nerves. The brain is the only organ or the only system that connects to the colon and controls it. So the gut is a mirror of everything we think. Every single thought we have ends up in the colon. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
So if you have stress, to go back to gut pH, if you have stress, you're automatically, without realizing it, dumping acid into your colon. That is going to cause a demineralization. That's why pH is key to be in balance, to be on any kind of detox program or supplemental protocol. But digestion is where good health begins. If you have a diet of 80% alkaline foods and 20% acid foods, you add high absorptive mineral supplements and no excipients, there's a big word, which means fillers, then you're going to be on the road to right. Eat tons of superfood greens. Restore your gut and body ecology. Eliminate the drains on your mineral bank account by assessing and making healthy, positive changes to your physical, your environmental, your emotional, and your spiritual realm. Because healing is all about body, mind, and spirit. You can't just heal the body without the mind and the spirit being happy. It's just not going to happen. So as a reminder, the number one cause of poor digestion is the lack of healthy, air-dried, unprocessed food. Try to buy organic as much as possible. Don't overuse common table salt, antibiotic use, birth control pills. All of those things steal tissue oxygen, which does what? Depletes your pH balance.
Absolutely. Robin, we just have a few minutes left to the show. And I would like to pose a question to you. I know in private practice for myself, I get a number of people that come into me with different types of digestive disorders, including irritable bowel syndrome, colitis, Crohn's disease, etc., etc., or just upset stomachs, constipation, diarrhea, the list goes on. What specifically, in about a minute, I know this is not giving you too much time, but in about a minute or so, can you just talk a little bit about what people can do for that?
I sure can. First of all, contraindications for colon hydrotherapy would normally be Crohn's, colitis, IBS. However, I ask a lot of questions of people. All three of those diagnoses lend back to diet. If you are controlling or able to control the stress in your life, all of those diagnoses can be reversed. I believe it 100%. I see it in my office. I've got 15,000 hours under my belt. And if I can help people to understand their balanced pH is key to gut ecology, then they will receive a relief of not only the symptoms, but the stress. How many people walk around and they're afraid to eat this and they're afraid to eat that because they're going to get a stomach ache or they're not going to be able to poop? Well, when you work on your pH and those things, you will see that diagnosis change. And if you remember at the beginning of the show, I said that I believe in the limitless healing potential available to all of us. So I've seen people with colitis, it has disappeared. I've seen Crohn's go away. I've seen colitis subside and never rear its ugly head again.
Wow. Wow.
So it's available.
Yes.
You have to help people with education.
Robin, thank you so much for all your wonderful information. I think we might have to have you on again soon just because you have so much great information. It has been a treat to have you on our show today and to have Robin Varnay with us. You can reach her by emailing her at go to her website at www.qracenters.com or call her at 949-275-8380. Please join us on the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will continue to gain insights and inspiration from each of my guests. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. We look forward to our next show on Tuesday, June 25th, with Tanya Gammon, reflexologist and founder of Transformational Healing. For further information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. My email is dr.iris@earthlink.net, and my website is www.driris.com. And our thought for this show is, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off your goals. Have a beautiful day. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming.